Reconciliation is the restoration of a relationship. Forgiveness and reconciliation are connected, but they are not identical. One person can begin forgiving. Reconciliation ordinarily requires participation from more than one person. A relationship cannot be truthfully restored when one person continues denying the wrongdoing, rejecting responsibility, or behaving harmfully. Healthy reconciliation normally requires four conditions. The first is truth. The people involved must be able to speak truthfully about what happened. Truth does not require perfect agreement about every detail, but serious wrongdoing cannot simply be erased or renamed. The second condition is willingness. Both people must be willing to participate in a healthy process. Reconciliation cannot be forced. An injured person should not be pressured into renewed closeness simply because the offender wants the conflict to disappear. The third condition is repentance when sin has occurred. Repentance includes more than regret about consequences. It involves recognizing the wrong, confessing it, turning from it, and taking appropriate steps toward repair. The fourth condition is safety. Reconciliation should not place someone back into danger. Safety may include physical, emotional, relational, financial, spiritual, or organizational protection. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." Notice the words, "if it is possible." Peace is not always fully possible. One person cannot create reconciliation alone. The other person may refuse truth. The person may continue manipulating, threatening, lying, or causing harm. In such circumstances, the Christian can release personal vengeance and remain open to God's work without pretending that reconciliation has occurred. Reconciliation also does not always mean returning to the former form of the relationship. A friendship may resume with different expectations. A family relationship may continue with limited contact. A person may be welcomed into Christian fellowship without being restored to leadership. A marriage may require specialized intervention, accountability, and demonstrated safety. Some relationships may not be restored during this life. Christians can grieve that reality while entrusting the outcome to Christ. Healthy reconciliation asks, has the truth been acknowledged? Is responsibility being accepted? Is harmful behavior ending? Are boundaries being respected? Is repair being attempted? Is trust gradually becoming reasonable? Is renewed contact safe? Are both people willing to participate? Reconciliation is a beautiful possibility, but it should not become an idol. The Christian's peace with God does not depend on successfully restoring every human relationship. We can seek peace without forcing it. We can remain merciful without denying reality. We can pray for reconciliation while recognizing that truth, willingness, repentance, and safety are necessary for restored relationship.